Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
All right, so there's some local stuff floating around this morning that I think is kind of interesting. Denver Public School students are pushing for Ultimate Frisbee to count towards their PE credit. Students from East High School and Northfield High School say that they practice and compete just like athletes in more traditional sports, but they have to take PE separately because Ultimate is not treated the same way as other sanctioned sports. Huh. Do they compete?
I mean, yeah.
And train? I guess. They practice. I see them out there zipping those things around.
Yeah. It takes some skill.
It's probably just as much like running, too, you would think, as like a typical football game.
Nope. Oh, God. You're comparing Ultimate Frisbee to a football game?
I'm not saying the tackling, but like I've seen, they play on the football field. They run. They score touchdowns just like in football. They run routes.
Yeah.
I would think it's a lot of running.
Okay.
Like the people who are into it, especially when it first came out, what was it called? Frolfing?
Well, that's
right?
Different.
That's
frisbee
different.
Golf.
That's frisbee golf.
Okay,
this is
still,
which is not a lot
frisbee,
of running.
But still, I mean, like, there's some skill to it, and they have to work up to, like, they have to practice.
They do.
So I feel like any time that
team.
You put out onto the field should be counted.
Listen.
Why not?
I think I'm for this, because you know what I took in high school as my PE credit?
What?
Bowling. I took bowling as my PE credit for the semester. And I'm going to brag, but I was a pretty decent athlete
you can
there, Molly.
That?
Yeah, I did that. Oh, I did it. It has been done, did. I did bowling as my PE credit, so.
What?
Yeah. What? What's with the face?
Kingpin over there? Like, what?
What's your highest?
I got Munson'd. I had the wrist brace.
No,
I had a bag, you know.
Did
I would
you have
stretch.
The curve? Like, could you throw the ball down the lane and it
spin it,
and then all of a sudden it did the quick spin and boom.
And then you'd be like, oh, there's too much oil on these lanes. Too much oil. No, honestly, I sucked really bad,
okay.
And I still suck at bowling. But I took it as my credit in high school.
All right, you passed.
So if these nerds want to do their ultimate frisbee, I say let them get credit for it.
Okay,
if you can take bowling and get school credit. Else to the yes all day long with the ultimate frisbee.
So you're for
sports.
It. Okay.
Josh, what you got?
Look, I want to talk about how I guess wrong I was, first of all, about this whole World Cup thing. I have never experienced it personally, coming to the United States. It has been one of the most exciting joy. Why did I say it like North Dakota?
You did. You really did.
It's been one of the most exciting things that I have witnessed. Now, even in real life, like I remember over the weekend, I was at like a rooftop bar that was not showing any of the games, but it was in Denver. And I know that we don't have any World Cup events coming in Denver right now, but watching and listening to fans from around Denver cheer for their team was one of the coolest things I have ever seen in my life. I was up on the 13th floor of a building. And it at like McGregor Square and number 38, depending on the game you were watching, all around Denver, you would hear people cheering. It was one of the coolest things I've ever heard in my life. And it got me so excited to hear this. And on top of that, the millions of Europeans and people from all over the world discovering what America has to offer and not just seeing things, over the internet, you know, they're being able to see it in person and experience it in person. An Australian man came to the U.S. and he decided to stop by a Texas roadhouse, and his interaction was one of the coolest things I've ever seen.
It's unbelievable. First of all, they give you these peanuts. You can eat as many as you want. He's like, yeah, just take a bag. Then they come out and they put this bread on the table, and I'm like, oh, I didn't order the bread. It's like, oh, that's free. And she goes, and if you want more bread, we'll just give you more. Then they give you the Coke. Of course, it's America, so it's unlimited refill.
Yeah, it's fantastic. God, I love Texas Roadhouse.
I love that they don't have refills anywhere else.
Apparently
they
don't?
American.
So that's our thing?
It is. There's other people that
purely
are experiencing
American.
It. He goes, I only paid for this drink once. And
they're
like, you can get it 1,000 times. And his buddy's going, you can't drink 1,000 Cokes, mate. And he's like, it doesn't matter. I think
I
will.
Those.
But I could.
It's so good.
I love the ones who went to the Waffle House and they're like, we as Americans need to make sure that we start a fight in front of these Europeans just so they get the full American experience
at the
Waffle House.
Fighting at a Waffle House. Doing
our part. That's right. Let's get you caught up on what's going on in this goofy blue marble. Today is one of those days where the national days. You know, there's generally multiple national days that fall on one day.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
There's like 20 things or whatever.
Yeah.
This one is kind of funny because the way they line up. Today is National Kissing Day.
Aww.
Aligned with National Onion Ring Day.
Oh, ew.
Probably not the best kisses after you eat some onion rings and then you go in for the kill.
Kiss and then eat onion rings.
I think so.
That's the move
right there. Yeah. Okay. I'm not a big onion ring guy.
Love them.
Never really have been. I do find it very impressive, though, when you're at one of those restaurants and they bring out this stack of onion rings.
Yes.
Uh-huh, on the little pole that they do. You know, pole dance and onion rings.
Yes. They just look better, right?
They really look impressive when they bring that out.
I get the frings. So you get the mixture of the fries and the onion rings.
Yeah.
Good call.
Yeah.
You go to those fast food places where they accidentally toss an onion ring in there with the fries. You're like, whoa.
It's your lucky day.
Yeah, you feel like you won something.
You put it on your finger and you pretend that you're married to an onion.
How do we all do the same thing?
I know, right?
We're all in the same life.
Will you marry me, onion? Okay, yes, I will. Okay, Toy Story. God, I guess people are still liking this goofy franchise. Dominated the weekend box office, generating $160 million across North American theaters. Still probably not as good as He-Man. But people are out there seeing it.
I saw it. It was really good.
That's
awkward. I really liked it. No, it was.
Did you go by yourself?
Yep, I was in there by my. No, I did not go by myself. It was really
cute. Who'd you go with?
My nephews.
Oh.
Oh, how
the little kids.
That's cute.
Jeremy.
That's adorable.
I know.
Yeah, and it was fun. And it
was it fun?
I loved the message.
I know. Well, that's the thing is you can't knock Toy Story. Every time they come out with something, it's money. But I was confused at the release dates. Like, I thought for sure they'd do He-Man on Father's Day weekend and Toy Story the weekend before.
Right.
I really thought that that's how they were going to do it. So the fact that they premiered Toy Story 5 on Father's Day weekend, I think that it's not like it needed any help with the box office push, but it helped
good
it.
As He-Man.
I feel like it helped it, and
it hurt
He-Man. So
poor He-Man.
I know.
You guys, it was such a good movie. I don't get it. I walked in the kitchen yesterday. My wife had taken the little He-Man poster. It's not very big. It's maybe 4 foot tall, 2 foot wide.
Yeah.
I don't know. And she had put it up in the kitchen.
That's cute.
It's not it's because he's sitting there all half naked with his ass.
Oh, right.
So she put it up in the kitchen. I took it down. I was like, I'm not. No.
She was doing it for you, but she was really
Was doing it for her. Thank you very much.
He-Man.
Yeah. I was like, no. I walked in and I saw it. I was like, no.
Stop it.
No. This is going in the basement or in the trash. And then Gisele Bündchen went online yesterday and was thanking her new husband for leading by example, for all the values, his love, his integrity, his humility, his discipline. And she thanked a bunch of fathers, or him specifically, then her father, and didn't say anything about Tom Brady. She just put a generic happy Father's Day to all the dads out there.
Oh.
And she and Tom Brady have two kids together, and people are considering this a big old snub at TB. So, I don't know what to think about that.
I mean, he admits he was a horrible father.
I was going to say.
Is that what it was?
You know, he's talked about it. He's like, I was married to the game, literally. And he put his family on the back burner, and that is essentially why they got divorced,
And
too.
Do you know what Gisele had to do so much in her marriage to him was stick up for him, was swallow her pride and say, Tom's great. You know what she doesn't have to do anymore?
That.
Stick up for him.
No more swallowing that pride.
Yes, good
Man.
For her. She doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You know?
I just got a text from my wife that just said,
say?
Ha 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 ha, the He-Man poster.
Send me a picnic snack. I want to see what that looks like.
Guess what? I'm going to Amazon right now, and I'm ordering a poster size picture of Sydney Sweeney.
Oh,
and I'm putting it up in the living room.
Order two.
You're going to say the He-Man thing. I'm like, you really do love your wife.
Nope.
That's such a sweet
thing to
do.
Putting pictures of Sydney Sweeney up now.
Makes way more sense. Okay.
All right. What you got locally?
Okay. So, you know, out west near Fruta, that Leaving Colorado sign that's like as you make your way to Utah.
Is this the Leave Colorado Got Boomed story?
Yes. Leave Colorado Got Boomed. So the sign was absolutely obliterated in a car accident. So somebody, a blown tire, somebody in
Lucky
a van
tire.
hit that sign, and if you go look at the pictures, it is in pieces.
No,
it
no.
Is absolutely
now
insane.
We won't know if we're leaving Colorado or
know.
Not.
Well, thankfully,
where am I right now?
Just so you know, thankfully nobody was hurt in the whole thing. But it's actually closer to like Loma Mac, so past that Fruta spot.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
I know exactly where it is.
You know exactly,
exactly
where it is.
Exactly where that is.
And it's funny because it's like when they put in the news story, one of the most photographed signs across Colorado, and it really is. I feel like
we've
everybody
pulled over.
Who hasn't? I feel like everybody, it's an obligation if you're going from one state to another. You have to get out. You got to take a picture.
One of the biggest fights, right? I get in with sweet Nick Knack, who loves He-Man, is when we go on road trips, she makes me pull over to all the signs like an idiot tourist.
Oh, no, as she
to
should.
Get the pictures.
You need pictures.
My happiest moments are when we cross into other states. I think it's like even Iowa, where you go over a bridge.
And you can't stop.
And you can't stop because it's on the bridge in the middle of the river, you know.
Yeah.
And, oh, can't stop. Darn it. But she has made me throw on my brakes and swerve over like four lanes to get to a sign.
That's a good wife. That's what we do.
It's the dumbest thing ever.
That's
it's
part
so
of our job.
Touristy.
It's part of our job.
Ugh.
Kids, get ready.
I
We're
hate
gonna
it.
Get out and take a picture.
Dangerous.
We'll see how much you've grown since last time we got out of the car and took a picture.
You make a great point. No matter how many times we stopped at a Nebraska sign, every time we still got
to
take a picture.
You have
Everybody
to.
Out. Let's stand next to 90 miles. An hour traffic and get our picture. You're gonna find our splattered bodies across the highway one day because somebody's gonna lose control like at this sign.
Yeah, but nobody was hurt. Everybody's
imagine a little family standing at that sign when that blown tire hit.
That's not what happened. That is not what happened. Everything was fine.
This is why I don't like to do it.
But you need pictures with those signs.
You really
like
don't.
You do. Because what about the who knows
where we just crossed an imaginary line. Everybody got down a big
We're in another state. Who knows when they're gonna fix that sign? Thankfully, you have your picture in your phone.
You look back. Well, remember when that sign was there?
You know, I'm surprised.
Back in 94.
I'm surprised people haven't posted their picture with that sign. Like, I remember
rest
when
in
that
peace.
Sign. Rest
ride
in
or die,
sign.
Colorado sign.
I
ride
look through
or
my
die.
Phone and find a sign or find a picture with that sign because I know I have it. I lived over there. I have
I
a
hate
picture
it.
With
Katie,
that
they have
sign.
It at the other three
stupid
areas of Colorado.
I know
too.
They do, but this
every
one
corner.
Specifically.
Yeah, there's only four roads that come into Colorado. That's it. And they have them at the other three.
Yes,
there's only four roads that come in and out of this state,
leaving
Katie.
Colorful
we still need our picture, I'm telling you.
The
we
funniest
need,
thing
we
I've
need
ever
to
heard.
Document this moment, okay?
They still have them on the other three sides of the
Doesn't
state.
Doesn't matter.
They do.
This one is important. You know what? There'll never be another sign like that one, okay?
Do you truly believe there's only
sign.
Like four in and outs to this state, Josh?
No.
No, the way Josh said that.
No, I was
like, they still have them on
everywhere else.
I think he was messing with me.
Yes. Jeremy.
For a second, I was like, there's only four ways in and
four
out.
Four roads thing. In and out.
They all have a sign.
That's funny.
That's how you know. But anyway, RIP.
Give me one more thing.
Okay. So do you want... Let's
you pick.
Do Highlands Ranch no fireworks, because that one is pretty interesting. Because if you remember, there is Douglas County. They canceled fireworks for Highlands Ranch, but all the other places are doing a fireworks show within Douglas County. So you have Lone Tree. You have other parts that are saying, well, we're still going to do the fireworks. But folks in Highlands Ranch, they say that they're not going to have a fireworks show. So they're still going to have a concert on July 2nd, parade on July 4th, but no fireworks. And people there with Douglas County, they're like, no, pretty sure we're still going
to
do it.
So. Out of an abundance of safety for our community, we've declined to put on the fireworks show this year.
We ask our community to be responsible in making good decisions during drought and fire restrictions, and we need to model that as well.
Yeah.
Okay. So those are the people with Highlands Ranch, actually. And they were just saying that, we specifically here in Highlands Ranch, we just don't think it's a good idea to have all those
it's
fireworks
not.
Up in the air. You grew up there, Josh. And I just feel like Highlands Ranch, when I look at it, there are so many trees.
And all the houses are so close
exactly.
together. And it's just so dry
it's
right
a
now.
Different kind of community than when you're looking
There's
at
There's only one way in and out of Highlands Ranch, too.
Yeah.
So you definitely don't want to
clogged
you know
up
I mean?
A fire.
Exactly. Yeah. So no fireworks in Highlands Ranch, but... Lone Tree having
right.
them. So
Yay.
There are places you can still watch.
There you go. There's the hype. You're up to date on everything that's trending this morning with Jeremy, Katie, Josh here at Mix.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
My poor daughter went to the pool with a bunch of her friends last week, and they were at the pool for like 4 hours. And bless her heart, she didn't reapply the sunscreen to her face.
No.
So she is a little radish right now.
Oh,
right. Peeling.
And is it just on her face, too, so the rest of
her
spine?
Yeah, she looks like a raccoon right now.
That's what that happened to me last week, and it was just my chest, which was completely sunburned, and the rest of me was not. And it started to, like, peel. That's how you know it's bad.
Well, it's funny because her face is just completely fried.
Oh,
and we were out to lunch yesterday for Father's Day, and her little cousins were there and stuff, and they were coloring and playing with stickers. So she thought it would be funny to take a bunch of their stickers and put them all over her face.
Oh, no.
One of which was on the very tip of her nose, which was like the worst part. And then she peeled the sticker off, which peeled all the skin right off of her nose, like just shiny, glistening underskin, you know?
Oh, the baby.
The pain. She immediately just started crying her eyes out, and I felt so bad for her. And Nicole's like digging through her purse trying to find Vaseline or chapstick or something to put on it, you know, to kind of soothe it and keep the air off of it. But we had to have a talk about, well, maybe when you have a sunburn, you don't put stickers all over your face.
Exactly. And make sure you're reapplying that sunscreen. Like, they get to a certain age where they have to do it themselves because the mom does it the first time, right? You're going out to play. You're venturing out. Here's your first layer. It's your job to keep up on that. So
yeah, you have to.
That's a tough lesson.
Which is also some good advice right now if you've got kiddos and they're on the TikTok. I guess there's all these TikTok influencers right now that are out promoting dangerous anti-sunscreen messaging on TikTok right now. They're saying that you should eat certain foods instead to help the UV rays bounce off your skin and not absorb them. And then they are talking about how sunscreens are containing harmful chemicals, and they want you to promote like more natural alternatives, like putting beef tallow all over your body.
So then all the neighborhood dogs
That's
are just
exactly
going to come
I
up
thought.
To you. What? Don't do that.
And all the old men who love smoking meats.
I know.
What does that smell?
You get the wrong kind of attention if you put beef tallow on you.
Don't put beef tallow all over your body and go to the pool.
No. And again, Gen Z, I strongly encourage you to Google tan mom.
Yeah.
And see where your efforts are going to get you in 20 years. Like, see where you going out into the sun and begging for that tan is going to get you. Spray tans are your friend.
Yeah.
Like, yes.
Be careful. Like, just don't believe TikTok.
Don't believe TikTok.
Ever.
Especially with your skin.
Can you imagine getting in the pool, too, if you have beef tallow all over you?
I wonder
look
if you
like
just
a,
float.
You look like an oil slick.
No, you will. Absolutely.
The Exxon Valdez there in the pool.
Exactly. Like, baby duck will swim by you. Right?
And turn around and run.
Yes.
Shout out to all the dads out there. Hopefully you had a killer Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, what did you do?
We went out to Lazy Dog out in, I guess that would be Highlands Ranch area, that restaurant. Really good. Had a decent club sandwich and hung out with the fam. And, you know, I collect those, I picked up that Casio vintage watch that was silver.
Yes.
The digital one, because
I'm
a dork. My wife got me the gold one for Father's Day.
Oh, good. You got to have both,
I'm going to tell you right now. It's hilarious rocking that gold Casio digital watch because I wore it to lunch. I felt like, hey, how you doing?
You need a gold chain to go with
it. Yeah, I need a gold chain and I need to sell used cars or something. No. Like, how you doing? I'm going to get you into this Cadillac today, babes.
I just want to know all the other dads who noticed the watch and gave you props.
Oh,
like,
there was a lot
there
of
There
like,
has to be.
Is that new?
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it is.
Come on. Like, I know that watch game is a thing and we're talking like $1,000 watches, hundreds of that $1 million watches.
Nah, I got a Casio.
No, that's how you know. That's how you know you are secure. Here in your watch game,
you know what?
Sir.
I'm just having fun.
Yeah,
I just want to have fun and I want to be silly. And every time I look at that watch, either one of them, I just smile a little bit.
And you make other people smile.
It's so cheese and it's so 80s dad that I'm like, this makes me so damn happy.
Well, immediately I know people walk up to you, even men and women alike, and they have to say, "My dad had a watch just like
that." You know how many times somebody has said that to me? We went to Comedy Works the other night, you know, and they make you put the phone in the bag. And they make you take your watch off. And the guy looked at me and goes, "Hey, you need to take your watch off." He goes, "Oh, never mind." He's like, "Sorry, you got a nice fancy watch on."
You ain't doing nothing with it.
And I held it up. I go, "No, sir, it's a Casio."
Yeah.
But I'll keep it on. Thank you very much. And Nicole just shook her head. It is so good.
Is there
so
a calculator
fun.
On that thing?
No, but it's got the little, you push the button and the little light comes on,
yes.
You know? And I got a stopwatch on it in case you want to, you know, run track or something.
What?
You want to race?
Yeah.
I got a stopwatch. It's all beep.
How did you
beep.
Know?
I'm a pretty classy dude. Pretty classy dude. So anyway, I picked up a new watch this weekend. You picked up something a little bit better, and I'm so happy and so excited for you.
I know. I want to tell you right now, I could not wait to tell both of you about my new ride because I was so excited about it. One, I got a good deal. Two, it's a heck of a ride. I mean, this thing's pretty great.
You want to do a quick backstory?
It's pretty great.
You had your car. You paid it off.
Okay, yeah. Here's the thing. I paid off my car after 7 years of paying this car. I finally paid it off, and I was so excited about it. And then, as cars do when you pay them off, 6 weeks later, it took a total crap and was absolutely worthless.
Total.
And, it, like, broke my heart. I know. I told you guys, I've been in, like, a low-key depression for,
you
like,
were devastated.
6 weeks.
Yeah.
He's been in a funk like no other funk
yes,
before.
Yes, well, because, again, like, you take your car away, and it just is immediately, like, just you're aware of how, like, a step back you are.
Yeah. You can't go anywhere. You can't do anything. She was hopping in with Josh. It was so annoying.
My friend was letting me use her vehicle for a minute. It was annoying. No, I can say, like, I completely agree. Like, when you are at the mercy of other people when it comes to a vehicle, like,
it's tough.
It's tough on everyone involved.
The best part of my week is we were going to go do one of our pizza drops for our listeners. And Katie's like, I'm riding with you, Jared. And I just go, no.
No, you're not.
I'll see you there.
Not only that, you're like, no, I don't want to hear you talk the whole time.
That's exactly what I said. I was like, you will not shut up for 45 minutes to our location. I'm not riding with you.
You said, all you're going to do is, and you did the hand
move. I was like, I can't do it.
That's all you're going to do. And I was like, that's fair. Josh,
immediately offered it up to me. Immediately.
Josh will drive.
But Josh is so much nicer. Josh was like, yeah, we'll talk.
Josh is, it's well documented on this show that Josh cannot say no to anything.
No.
He cannot say no. So.
And I appreciate that about you, homie.
Of course, Katie. Yeah, well, of course you do. And Jeremy, guess what? She talked the whole time.
I did talk the whole time.
I don't want to run into oncoming traffic, so I did this for everybody.
Okay.
But you got a car.
I did. And again, it's just such a night
and
day experience and just the whole process of it because I was looking around. I didn't want to put myself in something that in a couple months and I'm having to deal with the same thing, right?
Yeah.
So I got a heck of a deal. It's an older ride, which I'm fine with because here's the thing is I got it from a guy who lived up in the mountains. Actually, his daughter was the one who gave it to me. He has passed away. But that's kind of how I got the vehicle, right? It was an old man who lived in the mountains and all he did was drive to church.
It's a way to do it.
This car, which is
pristine.
From the 1900s, mind
you. The 1900s?
It's a 1900s ride. Is completely pristine. Yeah! Watch out. Here she comes. All four cylinders.
Yeah, what could go wrong? What could go wrong?
No, but
it hasn't had an oil change since 94 either.
It has been kept up the entire, this man has a log of every oil change he's ever gotten.
Oh, I love
that's what I do.
Every tire he's ever rotated. This man has kept a log of everything he's done with this car.
That's a good car.
It is a fabulous car.
That's a good sign.
Only has 38,000 miles on it.
What? From the 1900s?
How did I even manage? What? I know.
Tell me it's a PT Cruiser.
No, it's not a PT Cruiser.
Oh, okay. You don't have to say what it is.
No, I'm not going to say what it is, but I am just so, it has the crank windows.
It's a Corvette, actually, and
it does not even have cruise control. It's that old.
Oh, my
God. It doesn't even tell me. You know when you look at the gas meter and it tells you what side the gas tank's on with that little arrow?
Yeah.
Doesn't even have that.
Doesn't
it is
even
that
have it.
Old.
You don't need that.
I love it. I love everything about it. It's my favorite thing. It is so minimal, and I tell
it's
you
good.
What. There is
now
some,
the government can't track you as easily.
There's just some pressure being take off when not everything's digital when you get into it. Like, I'm not kidding. Everywhere I look, it's digital. At work, on my phone, at home. So, like, the fact that this is just back down to the basics.
Back to the basics. That's all that matters.
I am loving it.
And your left arm is going to be so huge from rolling that window up and down.
Like, you have no idea.
Can you just see yourself rolling up to a Taco Bell and being like, hold on, let me roll down my window.
I don't even have a cup holder.
No cup holders?
No, it's amazing. It's amazing. amazing. I love it.
I thought for sure the video I saw on our Instagram,
yeah,
Jeremy, Katie, Josh on Instagram, of somebody out at Coors Field over the weekend. I was like, oh, Josh is out there having a good time. It was you?
It was me!
You went to the Rockies?
I love the Rockies.
Really?
I love Coors Field. You know, it's funny. It was Father's Day, so it was an absolutely packed field. Like, Coors Field was so busy yesterday. And it was nice to see Coors Field like that, you know?
Yeah, it was full on your video.
It really was. And so I had such a good time. I mean, the Rockies did lose, but they had a nice little rally at the end where, you know, they got people excited, looked like they might have a little bit of a comeback.
Hey.
So it was a great day out at the ballpark. It was perfect weather. I wanted to tell you a nice little fun win I found out at Coors Field was the popcorn bucket.
Tell me about it.
There is a popcorn bucket that you can buy for $14 out there, and you can bring it back in for every game and get it refilled for free.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, and not only do you get it refilled for free, they give you a big, long bag of popcorn. It's like this big, and they just hand it to you. So the bucket, you can fill it like three times while you're sitting out at the game. So my friend Amy
I love this idea.
Yeah, she actually has this bucket, and she's like, let's go get my free refill. And I was like, what do you mean free refill? Like, you just get to bring it. She's like, yeah, there's a certain stand you have to go to once you buy this bucket. She's like, I bought this bucket four seasons ago, and it has saved me so much money. So you can go get this refillable bucket at Coors Field, and you can save a whole lot of money.
Is the line a mile long, though, at the popcorn stand?
No, it's not.
You just roll up.
It's really comparable. And here's the thing. Huh. I did some digging about Coors Field. You can do a lot of things to save some money out there at the ballpark. Did you know you can bring in an entire spaghetti dinner for you and your family, and they'll be okay with
it? Like in a hip pack or something?
No, you can bring, provided the food is packed in individual portions and carried in soft-sided containers or bags measuring 16 inches or 16 by 8 inches or smaller, you can bring pretty much whatever you want into that ballpark.
Can you imagine?
How crazy.
Having a Ziploc bag full of spaghetti.
I have seen people post videos of eating spaghetti in the ballpark, and I didn't realize what it was until I saw this story. I was like,
smell
wait.
A challenge.
So now, this is our challenge. How funny. We were like, what else could we bring? Should we bring some ramen up in here? Like, what could we bring that would make a lot, you know, like people would get to looking at you? Like
a Slurpee with a straw sticking out of the
bag. Fried chicken and mashed potatoes.
Fried chicken, meatloaf.
I mean? Exactly. Just
bag of cereal.
Just a bag of asparagus.
An entire spread right there at Coors Field.
Charcuterie board.
They're fine with it. They're absolutely fine with
it. I had no idea.
But it was definitely a fabulous time out at the ballpark.
Great weather.
Great weather. And again, Father's Day, you know, it was hard for me yesterday, Father's Day, being my dad passed quite a few years back here. But yesterday I saw a lot of signs from him, and that made me feel so good. Like
signs?
Yeah,
well,
because my dad was a huge Spider-Man fan, like a huge Spider-Man fan. Like, he thought he was Spider-Man for a minute there. But there was a little kid sitting in front of me. Watch.
No, keep talking. It's
okay.
Fine.
There was a little boy sitting in front of me, completely decked out in Rocky's gear, except for his hat was a Spider-Man hat.
Nuh-uh.
And he like turned around and smiled at me, and I was like, oh, you
Dad!
Have a
did you call him Dad the rest
no,
of the
time? No, I didn't.
Make it weird?
Did not make it weird.
Hey, Dad.
Then next to me across the aisle, there was a little girl, and she was so dressed in pink. I mean, the most pink I've ever seen on a kid. But her shoes, everything but her shoes, and she was rocking red Spider-Man shoes. And I was just like, I know. And so those to me, I was like, oh, happy Father's Day, you know? So it was a nice little smile it put on my face as well. But
that's really sweet.
Rockies,
that's really,
you really
cute.
You brought it yesterday. It was a great time at the ballpark, and I hope everybody had fun.
Dad?
Go Rockies. Stop it. Go Rockies.
That's mean.
I know.
I wish you had called the little girl Dad the rest of the time. Hey, Daddy. Dad. Don't turn around, kids. Don't turn around. Crazy lady behind us. Yeah. Don't turn around.
The fun starts now with Fast Five.
Yes, five. Five.
It's time to play Fast Five.
Fast Five.
How fast can you be?
We going fast with that one.
With Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Well, it's 7:30. I've been warning you all morning to set those reminders for 7:30 to try to call in and play Fast Five. Now's your chance. Here's our phone number, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I'll get you in those studios, this studio, Mix 100, to play Fast Five. We'll get you on the air, we'll find out how your weekend was, and then I'll give you a category and start a 10-second timer. Within those 10 seconds, you got to give me five things that have to do with that category. You think you're up, wide awake, and you can pull this off, and you've never played before? Would love some newbies today. People who have never played Fast Five, 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. Katie, give us some examples, for goodness sakes.
Okay, so you've asked for all kinds of stuff, like five things you find in your junk drawer, or five movies about beauty pageants.
Ooh.
The one that won it Thursday was Sarah, and she named five things that you find on a pirate ship, matey.
Arr.
No problem. So yeah, you never know what you're going to ask, Jer.
That's right. If you get placed on hold, don't hang up. That means you're in. A lot of people keep hanging up. Stop it. Stop it right now.
Don't do that.
That's just rude. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Now it is a double prize day. Some biggies.
Oh, yeah, sure is. So you're going to get a pair of tickets to see Symphony of Dance. That's at the Buell Theater. It's got Derek Hough in it.
Oh.
Pretty big deal. The big one, though, the big pull here is Usher and Chris Brown. Yeah! And in Powerfield, that is happening on Friday. So you get a pair of tickets to that show. One of the hottest tickets in town right now. Part of Mix 100's All Access Summer. So let's go.
Let's go. You got to call in and play, though. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. Looking for the newbies today on a fun Monday show. People that who have never played Fast Five before. All right, who do we got? We got... It's like Elizabeth made her way through. Hi, Elizabeth. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, you sound sleepy.
Yeah. Need some coffee?
Just a little.
Okay. Just a little bit. Did you have a crazy weekend?
No, not really. I just did homework.
Oh, homework.
Yeah. Oh,
no wonder you sound so sad.
Did you get it done, though? Did you get all the homework done?
Almost.
Oh, it was a good weekend.
Yeah, you'll chat GPT the rest of it. You'll be fine. What class? What's your class?
Giggle.
Classes? Class?
Chemistry.
Oh, yeah. We talked to you last week.
Smarty pants.
Are you doing any good?
Yeah. Got 100% in the class so far.
Hey, Smell you, Elizabeth.
All right, you want to play Fast Five there, chemistry girl?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. In 10 seconds, no cheating, no help. 10 seconds, I need five characters from that very funny TV show called Modern Family. Go.
Oh, I don't know that TV show at all.
Oh, no.
So I'm not going to get it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, now you're going to be sad today. Double sad, Elizabeth. Well, we appreciate you calling in, Elizabeth. Have a good day. Well, hi, Amanda.
Good morning.
Hi. How was your weekend?
It was great. And yours?
It was super dupes, some might say.
Right on.
What was the best part of your weekend?
Celebrating my husband for Father's Day.
Ooh, yeah.
He's a good dad. He's a good husband.
He is.
Yeah. Who's your daddy?
Yeah. What's his name? Give him a shout out.
Kyle.
Hey, I'm Kyle.
The best.
I'm a good dad.
Yeah.
All Kyles are good dads.
And a good husband.
Did he get a special dad dinner or anything?
We went to a farmer's market. Yes, special dad dinner. We made potato tacos and chicken tacos.
Whoa.
Potato tacos?
That sounds ridiculous.
That's like carbs on carbs.
It's delicious.
Is it? I don't think I'd want that. Unless it was filled with tater tots. I'd have a tater tot taco.
Just mashed potatoes with cheese, and then sometimes you could throw meat in there, but we usually just do potatoes and cheese.
That's ridiculous.
That's like a pierogi taco.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not.
We should let you
that
go. You don't even get to play. That's ridiculous.
No, wait. Stop.
You got to live a little.
I don't like it one bit.
No.
We're not going to let you play.
Don't be nice. Okay. Be mean to her potato dreams.
I'll try again tomorrow.
No.
The first time I play.
Amanda, don't go.
Well, I'm glad all the newbies are calling today. All right, Amanda, are you ready to play?
Let's hope I don't bomb it.
All right, okay, in 10 seconds, give me five song titles from Mr. Bruno Mars. Go.
Shoot, what is it?
I don't know.
Just the Way You Are, Grenade. When I Was Your Man.
Oh, darn it. And Potato Taco is actually one.
That was so good, though.
Not bad. Well, 24K magic is what you need.
Oh, or just treasure. The new ones risk it all. I just might.
Uh-oh. She's already disappointed in that crappy meal that you made. That's all right.
She loves it. Thank you very much. I hope your negativity brings you a better day.
I know. Amanda, I'm going to make potato tacos, just so you know. They sound delicious.
Oh, boy. Another bad meal. All right, Amanda, go enjoy your mashed potatoes. Have a good day.
Bye.
We've got Tiffany. Hi, Tiffany.
Hello.
Hello. What'd you do this weekend?
My daughter is in Costa Rica, so I was able to hang out with just me and my son, and we had a little bit of celebrations for my birthdays.
Oh,
and my
nice.
Son's birthday.
It was both your birthdays?
It was, yes.
All right, here you go. Go show it's your birthday. Did you get anything good for your birthday?
We went to Ilitch's during the day, and then we kind of just went out downtown, played some pool.
Nice. Well, good for you. Well, happy birthdays.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, let's do some Fast Five with you in 10 seconds. You can't name Alice. You cannot name Alice, but I need five characters from Alice in Wonderland. Go.
Okay, I've got the White Bunny, the Mad Hatter.
Yep.
Tweedledee, Tweedledum.
Sure.
And...
Come on. Oh, buzzer hit.
No.
You got four. Who is the
so
queen?
Who is the queen of hearts?
The queen of hearts.
Oh, you did.
Ah,
so
and the cat.
The Cheshire cat.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Tiffany, you were so close.
I was close.
Darn it. Well, it was nice talking to you. You have a great little Monday.
Well, thank you, too.
Okay,
bye, Tiffany.
How do you pronounce your name? Nastia?
It's Nastia.
Hey, I got it. Nastia. Hi, Nastia.
Yes.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Thank you. Happy Monday.
How was your weekend?
It was great. Just hung out with my kids and just kind of chilled.
All right.
Yeah.
You like those weekends? Just chilling.
Yes.
Did you have any good food this weekend?
I like all food, so I don't know. All food's good to me.
Yeah, right.
Do you want mashed potatoes inside a taco shell?
Yeah, you do.
No, I have not. Have you ever tried spaghetti tacos with a taco shell?
Yes.
Now we're talking.
So that was from iCarly, right?
Now we're talking.
I've had that many times because of my kid, and it's so good.
So you put spaghetti in a regular taco shell? Do you put, like, meatballs and stuff on it?
Yes, you put whatever you want in your
spaghetti. Now we're talking.
Yes, okay.
Now you got me.
You will allow in a taco shell.
I won't allow mashed potatoes, no.
Spaghetti's it is.
But spaghetti in a taco? Wow. Now
no,
that's
it's tasty.
Living.
It's good.
A little parm on top.
Oh, honey,
please.
It's tasty.
All right, there's Spaghetti Girl. You ready to play Fast Five?
I am, yes.
Yes, ma'am. All right, in 10 seconds, you need to give me five different parts of a toilet. Go!
The flusher, the toilet bowl, the toilet seat, the toilet lid,
Come on! The tank!
The last one!
The tank!
The little ball thing.
The little ball thing. Yeah. What is that? That's the float. The float.
Is that what it's called?
The float,
Darn it, you didn't get it, but the next time you're sitting on a toilet, you're going to think about this Fast Five, right? I guarantee you.
I am, yes. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye, Nastia.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Nastia. See you later. So cute. Hi, Jonathan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, buddy. Did you go to the pool this weekend?
Yeah, I had a nice Father's Day with the kids, went to the pool, but then the pool closed because of thunder.
Oh, I thought for sure you were going to say a turd.
No.
Thunder turds.
Thunder turds. that sounds nice.
Do they do like thunder and then you have to wait 30 minutes?
Yeah, exactly. And literally 29 minutes in, there was more lightning. So
pool day bust,
29
man.
29 minutes.
Did you get any good food for Father's Day?
Had some chicken wings.
Now we're I'll put that in a taco.
That would be good. Yeah, I'd have that in a taco.
Yeah, that'd be really good. Chicken wings in a taco. Bones and all, why not?
Sure.
All right, what do I have for you? All right, this one's subjective, but I like these. In 10 seconds, pool boy, give me five reasons that you might break up with somebody. Go!
Smelly breath, dirty, has too many pets, is too close with their siblings, and isn't nice to their parents. rude in general.
Are you just like thinking about all your exes right now?
Pretty much, yeah.
Pretty much. Well, so good, Jonathan, pool boy, what happens when you win Fast Five? What do you need to tell me?
I need to hear that Winnie Wynn sound.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
You're welcome, Jonathan. Congratulations. You won a heck of a prize today. Hey,
yeah,
quick question.
Awesome.
Do you wear a Speedo to the pool?
I do not. I do not. There were a couple Speedos there, though, I did see.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure, because if you did, we would take the prize away, actually. So.
You'd have to.
You'd have to.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All right, so there's a big story going around right now. It's definitely popping on the socials, where this dad had to take his young daughters into wash their hands. Take it away, Katie.
Okay, so it involves Oklahoma father Tyler, and man, he got a debate going after he recorded a confrontation at an Alabama gas station. So he brought his two young daughters into the women's restroom when he was on this road trip, right? And he said he knocked and announced his presence beforehand to ensure the women's restroom was empty. I want to preface it with that.
Hello.
He chose the women's room over the men's restroom because he felt the men's facility, often containing open urinals and occupied by adult men, was not a safe or appropriate environment for his young daughters. So while he was in there helping his daughters wash their hands, someone, an older guy, aggressively confronted him. And there's video of this. You can see this guy just, he is so mad about it. He's shouting at him, demanding they leave, arguing that his wife and ill mother-in-law needed to use the restroom but felt uncomfortable with Tyler in there with the man inside the restroom. So this guy who was yelling at Tyler called 911, and part of the video is him telling the police there's a guy in the bathroom, he's got his girls in here. But here's the thing, is like, they're trying to de-escalate the situation. The cops arrive and they're like, you know, he has not broken any laws, this isn't a police manager. But the whole thing again went viral. But the whole thing went viral and was put up on the internet, and now folks are debating about it because it is very much like, I 100% think he's in the right. If a man wants to bring his two young girls into the women's restroom, as long as he made sure and checked it beforehand, made sure it was empty, announced
Hello.
His presence, it's 100% okay. He's trying to make his daughters feel comfortable. So that's where I'm 100% okay with it. But you and Josh have both said you don't think it's okay.
Well,
no.
I don't know.
Well, you've
know.
Both said that you think it's okay for him to bring the girls into the men's bathroom. And I think that part I understand why he wants to bring them into the women's instead.
Listen, here's the thing.
I do.
So
think it's okay.
Then this is where the argument just gets going, because people have a side on this.
I guess I'm coming at it because I have kids. I have a daughter. You know, I think I've had to do this before. And I would just go into the men's room and quickly wash hands and leave.
But
just hit
the
sinks.
I think they're washing their hands in the video, but I think they went to the bathroom. I think the girls used the restroom.
Well, that's a whole different thing then. Then, yes, I would prefer the women's bathroom than the men's in that circumstance.
And would you go in there with your young girl to make sure she was okay?
I would probably pop my head in and just see if anybody was in there. And if nobody was in there, I'd let them go, if they're capable, probably by themselves, if nobody was in there.
Okay.
And just kind of stand guard at the door, maybe, and then maybe keep popping my head in and saying, hey, you okay? Everything good? I would just kind of monitor probably from outside. I don't know if I'd go fully in.
Well, in the video, you can see Tyler. It is a rest stop.
Rest stop,
well,
so
gas
weird
station.
Too.
It's at a gas station. So it's at the bathroom in the gas station. But in the video, you can see Tyler is hoisting his young daughter up to the sink so she can wash her hands.
Okay, so they need help.
So he's in the bathroom with them. And that is apparently the problem that this older gentleman has, and who's
causing this big scene.
That's
just an old crotchety man that just wants to get in other people's business.
Yes.
It is.
Just
both
shut
again,
up,
there
man.
Are people taking both sides of this. There are people who are defending the man's actions, saying he had every right to be upset. And then there are people defending Tyler and saying he's just being a girl dad trying to take care of his young daughters.
His kids just needed to wash their hands and go to the bathroom, leave the guy alone. Now, I will say, it was funny off the air, because we briefly talked about this and we're like, hold on, let's talk about it more on the air. Katie was extremely worried that if the girls went into the men's restroom, they might see Pee-pee-ding-ding.
Yeah, because the urinals. Like, and we're not familiar with it. All I imagine you guys just
we're just
in
walking
there,
around,
like,
just sword fighting or something.
I have no idea.
No, and Josh and I had to explain. It's like you're not seeing pee-pee-ding-ding. No, you're standing at the urinal, and even if there's no divider, you're staring ahead. And mostly there's a lot of times just dividers.
99% of the time there are dividers in there too. I've been in men's restrooms my entire life and I've never seen one.
Okay.
Like genuinely I haven't.
But I've seen men come in with their kids and their daughters and just wash hands and stuff, and I've never thought anything about it.
That's the thing.
And if they're that young, they're not gonna think twice about what they're seeing or what's going on, those girls.
No, they're not.
Even though they are girls, they're not gonna think twice about it.
They're not going to, but in my mind, I'm like, as a young person, I mean, I'm sure you guys have had the talk with your fathers, when you're in the urinal, you look straight. You don't look down, you don't look around, you don't talk. Like, you've probably had that conversation, so you know what the etiquette is. So common sense. So you've done it a million times, but I'm sure there was a moment where it was curious for you too, and you looked. You're like, huh.
Listen, it only happened once here at work where a guy looked. He peeked.
I'm just saying.
And I'm not even joking about that. And he was a really tall guy, and we were standing at the urinals, and he peeked over. And I was like, did you just peek? I was like, you peeked. It's like, there's no peeking.
So, and that's the thing. It's like, for a woman, like, I had no idea. I thought you guys just peeked all the time.
No,
you guys
there's no peeking. Like,
Katie,
we're not walking around with it, you know, out and about.
No.
It's not getting fresh air.
Katie, if the girls did need to use the restroom and not just wash their hands, there are actual stalls in there, you know, where they
still
can...
I don't know.
I just think if you look at it from the premise of how this all got started, and that was a young father thought it was okay to go into the women's restroom with his young daughters to help them out.
And I do think it's okay.
There's nobody in there.
So that's the question. Do you think it's okay for a guy to bring his daughters into the woman's bathroom? I 100% think that's okay.
Now, what if you're in there, nobody's in there, and you're standing there waiting and helping, and then women come in? Then what do you do?
And you say, I'm here helping. We will be out in a second. Please let me finish up.
Yeah.
I think women across the board will be
fine.
Like,
yes.
We are okay with you bringing your daughters
into
the restroom. So that's where
if
I just think.
You're just a normal human.
Well, not
with some common sense and courtesy. You'd be like, hey, I get it, Dad. You know,
yes.
Kudos to you. You know, helping these girls out. We'll wait just a second.
Exactly. And so that's kind of where the question was phrased, is where do you think it's okay? Should Tyler have brought his young daughters into the men's restroom?
Well, especially if no one was in there either. I mean, if you peep your head in and there's no one in the men's restroom, just bring your young daughters in, wash your hands, do whatever. Because I'm kind of on Jer's side. Like, yeah, I would have probably just peeked my head in. Because I have sisters. And I remember when we were very young, my dad would take them in, you know, if it was with my dad, or I would go to the women's restroom with my mom, like when I was very young. And again, like he said, it never occurred to me that it was weird or anything. I was just with my parent using the restroom.
Yeah.
So I think that's what
Josh
the same.
Josh pees sitting down all the time.
I didn't even know you could stand up until we had this conversation.
There's no issues of peeking with Josh because he sits down.
I'm in the stall.
We got Patty, Emily, and Vicky. We'll try to quickly work through these three calls. Hi, Patty.
Hi.
Hey, you. What are your thoughts about this?
Well, I think it was a right thing to do. You know, these kids are little. They don't know what's going on. And there's a lot of strange people out there. And we have to protect them. You are their protector. As a parent, no matter what you have to do, you do what you need to do. This is what's got to wake up parents.
Hey,
we're
Patty.
Not living in the 1400s.
Oh, God.
Okay?
No.
And
no,
another
no.
thing, if anything... Oh. Get yourself, you know, if they complain, so much complain, then they need to have more family-friendly bathrooms.
They do. Oh, that's a great point,
Thank you,
Patty.
Those
Thank
family
you, Patty.
Changing rooms are just...
Game changers.
Game changers.
Yeah,
you ever snuck into one by yourself, though, without... Just
that's
get
not
in
what
there?
They're for, Jeremy.
Just spread out. No. You put hands on the walls there, you just spread out. Thank you, Patty. Very wise. Hi, Emily.
Hi.
Hey, girl. All right, what are your thoughts on this hand-washing story?
So I remember when I was around 6 or 7, I remember my dad taking me into a men's restroom, and it scarred me for years. It freaked me out. I was so nervous. There were so many men. I thought way too much, and I'll never forget it. I would never, ever let my daughter go into the men's restroom at this point.
Oh, okay. My gosh. You were 6 and you remember that?
Six, seven.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's...
What was... keep it radio friendly, but what the hell was going on in that bathroom? What were you seeing? I mean, I'm not familiar with this. I've been into a lot of men's rooms, you know?
Just very, very crowded. There was probably, like, it was one of those
trough,
like giant restrooms, and I just remember seeing men everywhere. Yeah. And I'm little, and I have no idea what's happening, and it was very aggressive from my perspective.
Yeah, and I don't like that. If I were to go in there with my daughter, and there was that many dudes in there, I'd be like, no, we're gonna find another option.
Yeah,
I don't like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, Emily, so you're against it. Or wait, what are you?
Against
the men's room. So you're okay with this dad going into the women's room?
Yeah.
Absolutely. If I'm in the women's restroom and I see a dad with his daughters, I'm like, good on you.
Yeah. All right.
Well, because
that's
it's
good.
About keeping the kids comfortable, right? I think that's the best part of what this dad did is he knew that he would probably get some flack or at least expected it. But I mean, he was trying to help his daughters out in this moment, which as we can see from Emily, I'm glad he did it.
Yeah. Yeah. Emily, thank you so much for the call. Really appreciate you. Let's wrap things up with Vicky. Hi, Vicky.
Hi.
Are y'all fired up right now, Vicky?
No, I think that old guy needs to chill.
Yeah, he does.
No joke. That's the bottom line of this story, right? Yeah. Like, buzz off, dude. That guy's, he needs a good old-fashioned throat punch, I think is what
he
needs.
When I texted, I said, you know, I know some of the colleges now, the dorms are completely co-ed.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's all boy-girl. It doesn't matter. And, like, the shower and the stalls are all floor-to-ceiling covered, so you don't see anything. The sink areas are co-ed. And the kids are fine with it. The parents thought, you know, it's a little whatever. But I don't want to name the schools because I don't want anybody to
Yeah, but
to
that's college.
Schools,
but... I mean, everything's co-ed in college, you know what I mean?
But you're right, no, Vicky.
But for the little girls, yeah. I think it's better that the dad takes them into the women's room versus the men's room.
I'm with
you. And that's fine.
Totally. Now, let me ask you, Vicky. You walk in, there's this dad in there washing the hands of the girls. What do you say? What do you do?
I would say that's fine. I'm a mom. I mean, I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, go for it. Especially if the restroom was empty when he went in. It was like, yeah, he's going to do his thing with the kids. He's not doing anything. He's just washing his kid's hand. He's a dad.
That's right.
What do you do at home? Yep. You know, I mean, what do you do at home? You have co-ed bathrooms at home.
Oh, yeah. No, well, I thought for sure you'd say you'd walk in and just go to a stall and just tear it up. I thought that's what you were going to say.
Gosh, Terry.
Just go and do my business.
Yeah.
You know, if I have to go to a stall, I don't care.
Yeah, that'll teach him. Get in there and tear it up, Vicky. Thank you for the call. Don't mind me. Just keep washing your kids' hands. It's fine. I'm glad that you're a good dad. You're doing your best.
Girl dad's rock.
Girl dad.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh. Mix 100.
All the dads had a fun Father's Day weekend for family movie night. We all wandered down to the basement and watched the 1988 classic Willow. Did you ever see Willow?
Oh, yes.
Matt Mardigan.
Andre the Giant's in Willow.
No, that's Princess Bride.
So wrong.
Val Kilmer's in it, though.
It's been a minute since I've seen Willow.
One of my most favorite movies growing up, and the rest of the family absolutely hated it.
Did they not like it?
I had a good time, though. I enjoyed watching Willow.
I have not seen that movie.
You should check it out. It's on, you don't know if you have Disney Plus.
I don't.
It's on
Disney Plus right now. Yeah.
Anyway, peak Val Kilmer for sure. So that was fun. What else did we do? Oh, I went golfing. I went golfing this
week. You went golfing?
No. You went to Top Golf, sir. That is not golfing.
Oh. Like, I went golfing this weekend.
I thought you played 18.
Grabbed some clubs. Went golfing. Yeah.
So you didn't fall into that little catch thing.
I'm a pretty avid golfer.
When I think of you, like when I see people fall into the net at Topgolf, I think of you. I do, just because.
No, because I'm a professional golfer, so I don't even know what you're talking about. So, yeah, we hit some balls this weekend.
Okay.
No big deal. I'm a golfer. I like to golf.
How'd you hit them, Jer?
Pretty straight.
Pretty straight.
Oh,
long.
Ever. Yeah. Straight right.
I'm a golfer.
You shanked it all day. You shanked it.
Whatever.
Oh,
shank your mom.
So
Tiger Woods out there.
It's funny. I was on a golf course too. Yeah. Yeah. I was actually on the golf course.
Yeah. Really? Okay. Were you playing golf?
I wasn't golfing though.
See?
No. I was running.
What
were
you doing there?
No. But it's so funny. You got me thinking. Do you know, like, when you wear an article of clothing and you're like, you find it and you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't seen this in forever. I haven't worn this in years.
Yeah.
I'm gonna wear it right now. And then you immediately immediately realize why you haven't worn that article of clothing in years. Like it dawns upon you immediately. So I wore a pair of leggings to go running on the golf course the other day, right? And I was like, oh, why haven't I worn these leggings? I love these leggings. They make my butt look so good.
Are they like
so
yoga pants?
They're like yoga pants. And I'm
paint
like,
the picture for me.
I know,
here.
Right?
What color
exactly.
are they?
No, they're blue. And they have leggings. Like little like crisscross along the side. No, they're super cute. And
Soup's
I was like,
cute.
Why haven't I worn these every single day of my life? So I'm out there running, right? And I have my AirPods in. So all I hear is Bruno Mars, The Romantic, playing in my ears the whole time. And I'm going along the golf course. I'm going along Lone Tree Golf Course. And I see everybody staring at me. And I'm just like, boy, these leggings really are doing their job, aren't they? Like, so I'm just keeping going. And I'm like, I look fabulous, right? I'm running and one of my AirPods falls out of my ear and I'm still kind of running. And so as I'm running, I put it back in my ear and I hear swish, 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 swish. These leggings are making a very loud swish, swish, swish sound. And
they're not like old school 90s like wind.
No, they sound like track pants. They totally do. And I don't know if you're familiar with the rules on a golf course, but you can't be loud, especially when people are like teeing off or like
they were
putting.
That loud? That
they were so loud that all of the golfers
recreate
and
it for me.
Everyone on my belt on their balconies were staring at me because I was so loud with my leggings. Swish, 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 swish. And I was totally messing up their putts. Like they were looking at me like they were mad. They're like, this lady with her leggings. Again, swish, swish.
That would
swish,
piss me
swish.
Off so much.
Except if you were golfing and a lady in leggings ran by and all you heard was swish, swish, swish.
On my backswing.
You'd be so mad. You'd be so mad. And you should have seen the looks I got from people, Jer. Oh, they were mad at me. And then they just waited for me to get out of their hearing distance instead of going. Because a lot of times they're
just
whatever,
stood there and watched.
Just going to hit it. They glared at me, and then I'm trying to run faster. Swish, 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 swish.
And louder.
So mad. It was so mad. Oh, so
now
I
you know
immediately
why.
Threw those leggings in the trash. Like, I was like, that's why I'm wearing these leggings.
Here they goes Barney there in her
exactly.
purple
leggings. But boy, did I get their attention. The whole time I thought they were looking at my butt because the leggings look so good. Like, I was like, yeah, get it,
I thought
girl.
For sure you were like, going to say those leggings
no.
that were, like, viral a couple years ago on
oh,
Amazon. That like
with the cheeks.
They had the cheeks
yes.
and, like, the seam down the crack, which Knick Knack picked up a pair of those.
Oh, I bet you couldn't look away.
I love those pants, but she's had them out, like, twice.
Yeah.
You can't really wear them.
They are very revealing.
Around the children.
No,
or,
it's, I had a friend who wore those everywhere, and she's like, everyone's looking at me. I'm like, yes, we can see all of it, girl.
All
that's
it.
Why, all of it.
You like, know what her biggest complaint about those pants were is the seam that goes, like, in your crack
yeah.
was, like, incredibly thick.
Oh.
It was like where they sewed it together. It was, like, thick.
They
I'm
really
like, you wear thongs and stuff.
Lift and separate, but you
yeah,
can feel
she's
it.
Like, it's like I got a piece of wood or something in there.
And a splinter.
Yeah. So all summer long, we're doing a little something called Slice Slice Baby, where we are going out to various businesses around town, delivering pizzas to them and just giving them a big old tongue kiss and a thank you for listening to this here morning show and Denver's Mix 100. If you'd like to sign up, go to mix100.com. Our latest winner is sweet Vanessa. Good morning, Vanessa.
Hi.
Hey, you. So we went online and we noticed that you submitted your business. It looks like it's called First Choice Coffee Solutions. Is that right? Or services?
Services.
Services. Gotcha. So First Choice Coffee Services. And we pulled your name and we'd like to bring you some pizza.
Yay.
Oh, heck yeah.
Heck yeah, girl. Right on. Well, thank you for registering and getting your business involved. That was awfully kind of you.
Oh, yeah. I was excited to hear about it. I'm like, well, I might as well give it a try and see what happens.
Might as well.
JKJ might show up and say hi.
Hey, girl. What's up?
Ooh, so excited to see you guys again.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. We've met before?
Yes, when I went to the Is Divine event where you guys served Chipotle.
Oh, very nice.
No way.
Well, you just love getting free food from us, don't you, Vanessa? You're a food mooch is what you are.
No, that's take the win, right? That's it.
Oh, that's funny. Katie said you're pregnant or something. Was there a message about you being pregnant?
Yeah, I'm 31 weeks. I'll be 32 weeks in a couple days.
Wow. Wow.
So 7 months, right? You're When's the due date?
Yeah.
When's the due date, Vanessa?
Around August. They say August 16th.
Well, go for a jog and make it sooner.
Leo. The baby Nana is August 3rd. So, yeah, I know all about being pregnant in the summer.
Hey, Vanessa, where was the baby conceived?
Don't tell him. Stop. You ain't got to tell him that. Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to know, my apartment.
All right.
There you go.
If the apartment's a rockin', don't come a knockin'. Woo! Well, we'll bring some extra pizza for the baby because babies love pizza.
Absolutely.
Mm. Oh, definitely excited for that. Can't wait.
All right, you little food mooch. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh is going to come back and give you some details, and we'll see you soon with some pizza pies. All right, Vanessa?
All right. Thank you guys so much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Vanessa.
Our pleasure.
See you soon.
If you'd like to get your business signed up and have JKJ potentially come by and see you, all you need to do is go to mix100.com. And believe it or not, you click the Slice Slice Baby link. And big ol' thanks to Bojo's for providing those pizzas.
From the peaks of Pike to the pulse of Pearl Street.
What's good, world?
This is where the buzz meets the altitude.
Check it out.
JKJ's Mile High Hype on Mix 100 starts now.
Yeah, it's all the hot stories of the day. Katie, what's all the local stuff going on?
Okay, well, first of all, we have one less leaving Colorado sign.
Oh, what happened?
It's happened out west, Western Slope area, near Fruita, actually. So westbound I-70 as you're leaving the beautiful Centennial State. Somebody blew a tire and crashed.
Whoa,
right
lucky
into
tire.
That. No, right into that leaving Colorado sign. They completely smashed
it. We've stood at that sign.
Absolutely.
We've stood at that sign.
It's your duty as an American to take a sign at every
take a picture
point
at every sign.
Says, well, yeah, when they say you're leaving this state or you're entering this state. It's a really
big deal.
It must
be a chick thing because my wife makes us... I got to cross four lanes of traffic sometimes to get to those stupid signs because she needs a picture.
Yes, you need it.
And I'm terrified every time we do it because I'm like, there's cars flying past us at 90 miles an hour.
It's a must.
And here we
though.
Are standing at an invisible line.
And I tell you what, even if you've already taken a picture at said sign, you need to get another one.
It's such a girl thing to
you
do.
You have to measure how much the kids have grown since you last stopped at that sign.
No, I hate it.
No, you do.
I'm like, how many times do we need pictures of the Colorado sign?
Yeah.
I'm like, are we stopping for the Nebraska sign?
Of course you are.
Now, who
you
stops for the Nebraska sign?
Every sign you see, every state you cross, that line. I have a North Dakota sign. I have a South Dakota sign. I have a Montana sign.
Now, if I'm
sign.
Crossing into Alaska, I'm getting that sign.
That's where you're going to get it. That's you're getting out to
that's
get that
That's a journey.
And that's it.
But
huh?
when she's like, we got to pull over when we hit the Kansas state line to get to show people we crossed this invisible line into Kansas land.
And then it's funny because unless like, you take a selfie, like one of you is not in the picture, right? Because someone has to take it. And it's so far away, you can't really see who's in the picture.
This is when we went to Kansas.
But it's required.
We'll
you need
frame
it.
It and put it on our
you
wall.
Need it. Now, the good news about this story is nobody was hurt. So
the good news about this story.
Nobody was hurt.
Is that it happened.
No,
and now I can tell my wife, I'll be like, no, we're not getting out of the car. We're not all piling out and standing there because remember what happened to the beautiful, colorful Colorado sign? It was smashed to pieces.
Well, that was just
and that
an
could
accident.
Have been a small family standing
and
there.
Nobody was hurt. Remember, you heard me say that
yet.
Part. So I
dot,
actually,
dot, dot,
you will
yet.
Be so happy. I have started a GoFundMe for a new leaving Colorado sign so we can get it
well,
built
you
right
the,
back
you
up.
You be the first one to go. How about that?
No, shut up.
Oh, snap.
Shut up, Jerry.
Oh, snap.
But we're, again, very grateful. Everybody's okay. Yeah. Hey, did you see this park out in Golden? They had to close it down for a little bit. Apex Park because of bear activity.
Bears.
Oh, aggressive bear activity is what they're saying. So it was closed just this morning, just after 6 a.m. They noticed that they were having a lot of bears, a lot of people reporting that, hey, I see a bear. No, I see a bear. And as you know, like this season, because of the warm winter we had... Oh my gosh, bear!
I gotta get on to next door immediately and let everybody know I saw the bears.
Apparently, enough people saw enough bears.
Is it a bear or a dog?
They had to close it down. No, it's a bear. You be careful.
That's not what happens on next door, Katie.
Is that not what happens?
Is
on
this
next
a
door?
Bear or is this a dog?
Is that what happens?
Is this a dog?
Wait a minute. Is there a lot
is
of
this
that?
A husky?
I don't. You don't know the difference between
a... Is this a Saint Bernard or a bear?
A husky and a bear?
I saw this 3 days ago. If anyone sees it, let me know.
What is happening on Next Door? Wait a minute. Is that it?
That's what goes on the Next Door.
Oh, that's like a whole social media site.
Also, I'm selling an air fryer.
Well, they don't know how long it's going to be
closed.
Gently
used.
We'll throw in some oven mitts, but they don't know how long it's going to be closed. They're just going to close
hopefully
it up
a while
until
the
they don't see
out.
Any bears or huskies. That's what they're going to do.
Bears are, they're just totally out and about this
they
year.
Are.
There is an issue in Highlands Ranch,
yes.
too.
Yeah, Castle Rock, they had a bear break into the police station parking lot, and there's video of it. The bear climbs the fence and then scurries across where all the patrol cars are. It's pretty intense. Like, no fear. From
this
bear.
Cocaine bear.
Absolutely no fear.
Where's this
Apex bear.
Park? Is that ranch?
This is in Golden.
Golden.
This
Golden,
is right
Golden.
In Golden, right in the middle. And they're going to keep it closed for a minute.
The videos I saw of the one out in Highlands Ranch, it was just in people's backyards.
Oh,
just
I did
like
see
taking
that
a
one.
Nap. Did
yes.
you see it just taking a nap under the trees?
I did. And like multiple people reported it, right?
Why?
That and a husky.
I'd be like, let the bear take a nap. He's sleepy.
Yeah.
He ate all that
bear.
Porridge.
Yeah, and the honey.
And the honey.
Porridge
all
and
right.
the honey.
All
so
right, we're
be
done.
On the lookout.
That's it.
You versus Katie.
And unless your brain runs on TikTok, reality TV, and red carpet drama,
wow,
you might already be toast.
Let's play Katie Crush on Mix 100.
It is time to get your crush on. And who is our brave warrior today? It's Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hey. Got to turn your mic on, Katie.
There, it is.
There
Hi.
You go. Hi, Amy.
Already
welcome.
Winning.
Amy, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Let's see. Well, I'm in Fort Collins. I just dropped my kids off at art camp.
Oh, nice. What's that costing you?
Too much. They want to do camp like every week, but who am I to say no?
I know. My daughter's doing a couple art camps and cheerleading camp and all sorts of stuff this summer. So
yep.
Got to keep them busy. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself besides the kiddos. Tell us about Amy.
Let's see. I'm an occupational therapist, and I don't know. I have two kids and a dog, and I'm from Kansas originally.
Yeah, it's funny. That's twice Kansas has come up on this show today.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
Let's see. Anything Indian food?
Love it.
Vegetarian Indian food.
Love
Yummy.
It.
Good call.
Do you have a lover?
Yeah. A husband, yes. Yes.
I love, after all that, she didn't even mention that she was married with a husband.
Oh,
yeah, that guy, whatever, that clown. You know,
it was his day yesterday. It's yeah.
Do you want to give your lover a shout out?
It's Cody. He's at work today.
Oh, Cody and Amy.
A lover.
How cute.
Yeah.
He's a good lover. Cody is a good lover.
Funny.
All right, Amy, I'm going to give you and Katie the same five questions. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie because she made up the rules. Anything you'd like to say, Katie?
Yeah, you know what? I like the energy you're already bringing, Amy, so let's just make it a fun one, huh?
Yeah.
Good
All
luck.
All right.
Okay.
Amy, tell Katie to leave the studio.
All right, leave the studio, Katie.
Get out of here.
I'm out.
She's going to go into a little room where she can't hear anything, and I come up with a question so there's no cheating, Amy. And then we'll find out if you're right or wrong once we bring her back in, but let's get it on.
Okay.
I'm going to start with a sports one for you.
Oh, no.
What's the nickname of the iconic 37-foot left field wall at Fenway Park in Boston? There's a name for that wall.
Oh, shoot. The foul ball wall.
I love that. Foul ball wall.
Love that.
All right, here is your second question. What's the name of Weird Al's parody song that he sang to Coolio's Gangster's Paradise? What was the name of Weird Al's version?
Oh, shoot. It's in there somewhere.
Instead of Gangster's Paradise, it was...
It was... Hot Dog Paradise.
Hot Dog Paradise. I would go there. I would go there. I love me a good hot dog. All right, please tell me the name of the author of Super Fudge and Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret.
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, this is so bad.
You're doing really bad today.
I know.
I'm going to blame it. I've never been on the air, so I'm really nervous.
It's
and
okay.
Everything's falling out of my
it's
brain.
Okay. Yeah. Fairly iconic female author.
Right.
For many, many years. Super Fudge. Are you there? God, it's me, Margaret. They made a
I'm
movie.
I'm going to say J.K. Rowling. I know it's not right.
All right. And your fourth question. What band has played on the 4th of July at Red Rocks almost every year since 1994?
Oh, no. You would ask me a Denver question. who would? Is it a country artist?
No.
I probably can't ask questions.
No, it's not a country artist.
Mm.
Would you like to say Hot Dog Paradise by chance? It's a great band. Really good band.
Yes, yes. There we go.
All right, I put you down for Hot Dog Paradise. And what was the first name of Kramer from the Seinfeld TV show? What was his first name?
It's not just Kramer?
Mm-mm.
Alan Kramer.
All right, let me wave Katie in. Hi, Katie.
Hey there, hey.
I hope you like hot dogs.
What up?
Oh. Let's see how you do.
Could really go for a hot dog right now.
Amy, how do you feel like you did?
Oh.
Horrible.
No.
We'll see.
Oh, gosh.
Katie, what's the nickname?
No, I did awesome, Katie. You better be nervous.
Yeah, she's right. Shaking, Amy.
Better be.
Let's go, Amy.
What's the nickname for the iconic 37-foot left field wall at Fenway Park in Boston?
Oh, what's that? It's the Green Monster.
Yeah, I'll give it
That's
to you.
That's the name of the wall, right? That
the Big Green Monster.
Okay, yeah.
Rawr.
Big Green Monster.
Katie, what's the name of Weird Al's parody song that is set to Coolio's Gangster's Paradise? What's Weird Al's version?
But it's the, I churn butter once or twice. The Amish Paradise.
Sadly,
yes.
Amy said Hot Dog Paradise. Oh, man.
Well, now we need to make a song, though. Josh, get on it.
I got you.
Get you some hot dogs. Katie, what's the author of Super Fudge? And Are You There, God? It's me, Margaret.
Is that Roald Dahl? That is... No, it's Judy Blume. It's Judy Blume.
Judy Blume.
Yes.
Amy said J.K. Rowling. No, that's Harry Potter lady, right?
Yes.
We're looking for Judy Blume.
Yeah.
Katie, what band has played on the 4th of July at Red Rocks almost every year since 1994?
Oh, I don't.
Oh.
The Dave Matthews Band?
Oh. No. Oh. Amy said Hot Dog Paradise. I'm looking for Blues Traveler. Yeah, and I went last year, and it was crap.
Oh,
was it?
They were so bad.
They didn't
so
hook you?
So much harmonica. It was like these harmonica jam sessions, and...
We left his thing.
We actually left. We were like, too much harmonica. All right,
not
you're
a
fine.
Harmonica guy.
So much harmonica. What was Kramer's first name on Seinfeld?
Cosmo. Cosmo Kramer.
Yeah, and then Amy, you said Alan.
Amy, that's funny.
Sadly, Amy, Katie got 4 and you got 0. You've officially
0.
Been crushed. Oh. Not a good day for Kansas, girl.
No.
Oh, darn it. But I will tell you, it was so nice meeting you.
You too.
We really appreciate you calling in and playing today. And you have a super dupes day, Amy.
All right. You too. Thanks, everyone.
Okay,
right,
bye.
Damn,
Why
Katie.
Why do I feel bad when I win like that?
Oh, don't feel bad. Oh,
okay.
No.
So, I do, though. Somebody... I want everybody to win. I want everybody to have a prize. I do.
It's like
I know I'm supposed
soccer.
To win. I know.
Yeah.
I know.
No. Well, congratulations, you won
well,
today.
Well, thank you.